This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Last time he was on my show was back in July of last year. We're talking about no other than Gold Terra Resources Corp. Their formerly ticker symbol was TRXXF. Now they're trading on the OTCQX under a new ticker symbol, under the ticker symbol YGTFF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol YGT. If you're out there in Frankfurt, look them up. They're on that exchange under the ticker symbol TXO. With us today, we've got a lot of news to catch up. This is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. David Suda. Dave, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks. It's been such a while. Time's flown by and so much has changed. I'm absolutely excited to be here to talk to you today.
Before we get into the Q&A, I want you to give us a little bit of a back history, not only on yourself, but on a back history of up there in Yellowknife. There's been, I think a lot of people are not familiar with the Northwest Territory and how rich of a zone that is in that you guys are in. And that's what I'm really excited about you coming back on the show and telling us about.
Yeah, look, it's certainly a very simple story, and I don't want to go on and bore the listeners. Listeners want to know about, how they can find a good opportunity to make money, and that's what I saw when I joined the project over 2.5 years ago. I was working in the brokerage business, and my job was to, promote and raise money for good resource companies in Canada, and man, I did it for long enough to see the ones that worked and the ones that didn't work. And when I saw this one, it ticked all the boxes for me. It was, a fairly underknown junior gold exploration company in a great jurisdiction of Canada. And it was a huge property, so, lots of different opportunities and targets. And most significantly, on the doorstep of serious past production, as you had said, it's one of the most prolific regions in the world, with over 13 million ounces of high-grade mined in the camp, and right next to a city, and we're not talking just a small city, we're talking about a city that, is steeped in mining history. The city of Yellowknife has quite an incredible set of infrastructure, skilled labor, and just a vibrant, beautiful town. And our property surrounds that, and we're currently squarely focused on exploring for gold on the extension of that past production, which was left relatively untouched after the mines shut down in the early 2000s because of a very low gold price. So I hope that's a pretty clear history on why I joined the company, and I think it explains really why this is such a simple story and what the opportunity is for investors here as we enter what looks like a long-term bull market in gold.
One of the reasons why I asked you to come back on the show, one, it's been a little while since you've been on the show, since I think July of last year. But that being said, tell us a little bit about the recent increase in your mineral resources estimate. What your thoughts are on that?
Well, we're super excited to show the market that we can, put a plan in place and, just start to deliver results. We always felt that this project had potential. The previous management team, when the company was called Terrax, had put together a wonderful property. The founder, Joe Campbell, is still with us as COO, and he runs our technical programs. Over the course of time, under that management, they just didn't deliver a resource. And so when we brought Gerald Panaton, who was the founder of Detour Gold, has had a tremendous amount of success building companies, certainly building one of the best and biggest gold mines in Canada. When he came on board, we resolved together with Joe to put out the first mineral resource estimate. It was 735,000 ounces, and not too long after that, I think the timeline was about 16 months, we came back with an increase of 64%. So we went from 735,000 ounces of inferred mineral resource to 1.207 million. And, you know, that's just with good, honest blocking and tackling. We drilled our two targets that primarily made up most of the initial resource. At the same time, we went out and, you know, we worked on an agreement with Newmont, who owned the former Con Mine, in order to work towards, you know, establishing our next big target, which we're currently drilling, and that will be, you know, hopefully the next addition to our resource when we update it in the future.
You know, like you said, you guys are south of the Con Mine right now, which is a really huge zone. And that is your Campbell Shear Zone. That being said, where are we at currently on the drilling program of that particular project?
So we've drilled about 12 holes on the Campbell Shear target, and that we're getting towards the end of the drilling there. We have released three holes thus far, and those three holes produced one that was, you know, very interesting in that it was high grade, and it was a good solid width. It was approximately 10 grams per ton over 4 meters, and so that was encouraging, because in the first, you know, few holes that we drilled on this target, we had success, and that's always encouraging when you sort of establish this as a new, you know, your next big target. And it being on the doorstep of the former, the past producing Con Mine, you know, obviously we've got big expectations. And so, we've got more holes, to roll out to the market. We're waiting for assay results. And as those come in, we'll batch those out to the market. I think that one thing that's really exciting about our company is that, you know, as we go through this little bit of a roller coaster in gold price, we're going to continue to deliver results to the market through the spring and into the early summer from this program. And if the results are anything like they've been so far, we will be very, very happy.
Two questions. How far are you drilling down? And what do you plan on doing with the project? Do you guys, are you going to sell it off, or are you guys going to excavate it yourself?
Oh, those are two very different questions. One, we're taking a very systematic approach with this drilling. So we're not just drilling Hail Mary holes down in the center of the earth. You know, and look, the Campbell Shear structure, for anybody who's interested, go to our website, www.goldterracorp.com. You can see in our presentation, our corporate presentation, the footprint of the past production from the Con Mine was very large, and it went very deep. But we have very systematically designed a program that is first going to drill at shallower depths where we have a strong feeling that there's mineralization. And, you know, so far with the results from the first few holes, we've been right so far on one of the holes. And so we're going to continue to do that, and then we're going to take those results, and we're going to start to drill deeper, most likely. But again, we're not just going to go out there and blast holes in the ground. We're taking a very systematic approach. So we're going to obviously take the opportunity to assess the results from this first phase, and then we're going to plan the next phase, which happens to be also fully funded, and we'll resume later in the summer after we see all the results from this first phase, and that's going to be about 10,000 meters. With regards to your second question, which was?
Well, are you guys going to keep everything in-house, or are you going to sell off the project?
I love this question. That's why I asked you to ask it again, because we have built a team, and bringing Gerald, you know, into the fold with his experience, having built two mines at Barrick and having built Detour from scratch, he's brought with him a tremendous mining engineer named Louis Dion, who's on our board. And so we want to be able to tell the market that we can do both. You know, we can do either, whichever generates the most value for shareholders. And because we're all big shareholders as management and directors, we want to be able to, you know, pull on whichever lever generates the most shareholder value. So there are a lot of companies who have to just go around and say we're going to find the gold and sell ourselves.
Right.
We're building a team and a company where we want to be able to make that, you know, potential buyer scared that we don't need them. We might just be able to build it on our own. But we got to find the gold first.
Right,
that's
right.
Exciting.
I think you guys will. Dave, we got about 30 seconds left. That everything being said and everything, I'm going to give you the last words. Maybe one, the catalyst going forward, and what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders briefly to take away from today's interview?
Just pay attention to us. You know, we've got money to drill. Through the rest of the year, we're going to keep delivering results. And, you know, when these markets turn, they turn quickly. And,
yep.
You know, we're certainly there to help everybody have a chance to, you know, take a ride on what I believe is going to be a huge run in a gold bull market. So keep your eyes on Gold Terra. We'll keep on delivering results, and hopefully it won't be so long before we come back to you guys to give you an update again.
David won't say it, but I'll say it, and this is my personal opinion. This company is in the right space, on the right project, in the right territory to bring up some exceptional results out of the ground. If you're looking for a basic material gold company, you should literally look at this company. Market cap around $36 million, stock price around 20 cents a share. We're talking about Gold Terra Resources Corp. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol YGTFF. And if you're up there in Toronto, please take a look at them. They're on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol YGT. Dave, thank you so much for coming on the show. Only thing I ask, sir, is that I don't have to wait another 9 months for you to come back on the show. I'd love to have you back on the show in the next month or two to give us an update.
Hey, we had to get the ducks in a row. Now let's get them quacking.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.